Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. I am your host Paul Machin, joined by Ross Chanley for this one, who is surprisingly awake, having sat through 40 minutes of Jurgen Klopp questions in German in the pre-Salzburg press conference.
Never had this problem with Roy Hodgson, did we?
no level did we have this problem with Roy Hodgson. Right, the news show today is brought to you in association with The Athletic. Thanks to us and our hard work and dedication, you can get 50% off your yearly subscription to the wonderful written content and podcast service that is The Athletic. 50% off, go to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. It's free for the first month as well, so you get a massive, massive discount. You get no annoying pop-ups, ads, or any of that jazz, and you get incredible written content from the likes of Si Hughes, from James Pearce, and this from Ollie Kay, who's been one of the most celebrated football writers in the country for a number of years. And look, we tend to focus on Liverpool things on this. Naturally, it's a Liverpool news channel, Ross. But I really like this title of Laughter, the soundtrack to Manchester United, Arsenal's diminished rivalry. And it's basically just an article slaughtering how bad Arsenal and Manchester United are.
It's glorious for us to read it. Even yesterday, I think we said yesterday we did the show, and I just said it was going to be terrible. I think it happened when United played Chelsea. You're looking at these two sides and the lineups and just thinking, what's happened? How far have you fallen in a short space of time? It's just a complete reverse to what Liverpool have done. It's the same for Manchester United and Arsenal. It's just a terrible, terrible game.
Yeah, I love it. He's talking about a particular moment in the match. Xhaka tried to fool everyone by dinking the ball out to Callum Chambers, who had advanced from right back to take a position around the corner of the United penalty area, except that Xhaka's kick was both overhit and misdirected, and to make matters worse, Chambers had not read his teammates' intentions. Chambers raced to keep the ball in play, but succeeded only in hoofing it skywards from beyond the byline. The home crowd laughed. Unai Emery pulled a disgruntled face in the Arsenal dugout. It's great.
Such a Necroni clip that I went for, and it's live. It's shit, so shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, as mentioned there, Ross sat through the press conference. We're going to have some reaction to Jürgen's pre-Salzburg press conference. And there's a few other bits and pieces to get through, including the appointment of a brand new coach and some more cool and interesting articles that are kind of floating around the web today. Yeah, Liverpool have confirmed Ross Vitor Matos, has joined Liverpool's coaching staff. Klopp's talking about it. He said the situation is a bit like this. If you're in pre-season, they are with us, some of the young players, and we need them for training, for the games and all that stuff. But then the season starts and all the big guns come back and we don't want to give them the feeling they're now a bit further away again. So he thought it made sense that they get their specific coach again, which is what Pep did years ago when I came in. I loved the fact I got a sensational assistant manager, but we lost the development coach a bit. Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. And we've talked about this already. There's going to be a greater unity when the first team move up to Kirby, when the facilities are finished there. And that's going to help in all that. But having it some money basically is a bit more of a go-between between the under-23 side and the senior side. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's just another piece in the jigsaw to what, you know, Petlanders did before. So Bubac's left and everyone's head fell off, thought it was the end of the world. And it's just kind of building on that would happen. You know, things can change. You know, I think some people were concerned with Bubac, some people's heads did fall off, but it just shows you can progress and you can still carry on without, you know, it affecting things in a long term. Like you said, with the Kirby stuff and this now, that's the completion of the backroom staff, isn't it? And all it is now is just move everyone together.
Yeah, and it's succession planning, which I think we've started to do really well under Klopp, is that Pep might look, because what happens is a year, maybe like another year or two, maybe a big club comes in with a big offer for Pep Lijnders and says, do you want to be our first team coach? And you don't want to be like, right, scrambling around. You want to have the next. And by that time, you've got a couple of seasons, there'll be a couple of lads ready to step up, which of course, this Vitor Matos will know more about.
We might be that big club in a couple of years. Ask him to step up.
Absolutely, absolutely indeed. But I really like the couple of bits here. He's smart, his English is very good. and he's worked at different clubs, but he's educated at Porto, which is good for us because Pep is from there as well, which is obviously that tight connection. You know, you could find a situation where Pep steps up to be the manager and this guy steps up to be his assistant manager, you know. But he holds the UEFA Elite Youth A licence, which I had never heard of prior to this. He's had head coach roles under 10, 12, 14, 15, 17 assistant coach positions and opposition scouting for the 90s in Porto B. So, yes, good to see us doing some positive things. Really interesting thing I just wanted your attention to on this is Anfield.com, our good friends. Carl Matchett put together a lowdown on RB Salzburg. Obviously, not a lot. I think most of us know about this, and Klopp was keen to stress, like in his press conference as well. I think a lot of people are going to be surprised by these guys. But if you don't want to be surprised, then head over to This Is Anfield, because Carl's covered a lot of this, speaking to an Austrian Bundesliga analyst. There's not too much. We're not going to dive into it too much here, of course. Ross, but I'm excited to see them because the people who I know have said a lot of this, like, this is a really good side, they're designed to set up, they're designed to cause problems to bigger football teams. And from the press conference, what I thought was interesting, because Klopp said, I built this side to make every game of football, make us the most uncomfortable opposition you can be in football. And it got me to thinking about this, is that for years we've set up to be the underdogs, to be the team that gives bigger clubs and better clubs a bloody nose. This is our first real experience of being the big boys of the competition, and there's going to be loads of clubs, not unlike RB Salzburg, who are desperate to try and claw us down.
Yeah, it's always hard to judge them because we don't watch them week in, week out, and then we always, you know, proceed that with, oh, it's the Austrian League. It's nothing. They beat Genk 6-2. Who are Genk? Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, everyone that's come out this week, and they've spoken very highly of them. I think the manager did an interview, and they said they're very similar to Liverpool. They do everything that Liverpool do in terms of style of play and, you know, the work ethic that they've got. They just don't have the same quality that Liverpool have got, which obviously plays into our advantage. But I don't think there's, you know, I know it's a cliche, but I don't think any game in the Champions League's ever a walk in the park anymore because of the quality that are in there and the amount of money they get. And again, like their model, I think Klopp spoke about in his press conference of saying the way they built up, that's what he's done, that's what he did at Mainz in Dortmund, and they're doing the same sort of thing. So, you know, it will be a tough test.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously the name on everyone's lips is Erling Braut Haaland, and it says he's been making a lot of headlines. Signed a year ago, dubbed as the next big thing in European football, joining the team in winter and has patiently waited for his chance to show his talent. This season has instantly become all about him. 17 goals and 5 assists in 10 matches across all competitions, including his now famous hat-trick on his Champions League debut as a star tally. So yeah, do go over to thisanfield.com and read the rest of that. Jürgen Klopp is horrified at the prospect of a Carabao Cup replay over an ineligible player. Apparently there's a precedent set for this in the past. But yeah, Jürgen isn't particularly pleased at the notion of having to play that game again. And look, it should go without saying, really, because I thought we came across it really well. It says here, in 2014, Sunderland were fined by the Premier League after they discovered they fielded a striker, Ji Dong, won in 4 league games without international clearance. And then the one that's relevant to this, having won the first-time penalties at Upton Park, the Hammers lost the replayed game 4-3-1 after extra time in January 2000 because they fielded an ineligible player. It was Manny Omoni. Oh, my God. Omoyinmi. Wow. That sounds like, you know, that's got a Moe's Tavern style prank call name written all over it, that, hasn't it? He'd featured twice for Gillingham in the competition. I mean, there's obviously slightly different circumstances to it, and Klopp talked about it actually in his press conference. I don't know if I've actually got that on here somewhere.
What he did say was, obviously he didn't want to do it, but he felt sorry for the player, and obviously if Liverpool made the mistake, then it's Liverpool that should be punished. And I think, because I think there was talks of, you know, giving the player a fine and possibly a match ban as well, but it's not him who's chosen to go onto the field, he's been told to go and do it.
Pedro Carreira, I feel so sorry for this lad, because he alluded to it again in the press conference that he missed out like 6 months of footy in Spain because of clearance issues. And I was amazed that he was still at the club, but we've had a few of these issues in recent years, and I can understand why you would, because we've had him that long. I just presume he was available to play, and maybe it's as simple as that. But he says, yeah, he's right. You know, Liverpool will get punished. However, they're going to get punished. There's not much they can do about it.
Maybe the FA did the same thing as us and gone, he can't stop playing for them, can he? He's been there for ages.
Yeah. Well, he was basically too. He's too old. He was too old to play in that EFL Cup, EFL Trophy thing, or whatever it is. You know, the LDV Vans Cup that we play in as well. So he was just there, just like, oh, go on, we'll let him. We'll come and have a few minutes with the senior boys as a nice little treat for him. And poor bastard.
I understand Klopp being annoyed that they do have to play another game, though, because we're playing enough at the minute, aren't we? And it's just... I mean, if the tactics get kicked out, I mean, I'm all right with that.
It's a really tough one, I get. I mean, look, from pure comical perspective, yes, ha ha ha. But yeah, it would be a massive bollock. I'd just go even weaker, to be perfectly honest. So yes, a little bit of news that's been picked up on by since in the press conference. But Mane and Mata both missed training ahead of the game. Obviously, the training's public, isn't it? So they live stream it, and the journalists are allowed to watch it and what have you. Goal reporter Jack Sear apparently said no sign of Mata or Mane in Liverpool training. Hopefully, just recovering from Saturday. Yasser Arrouche, Curtis Jones, and Harvey Elliott were all involved in that, which is cool. What we've seen subsequently. And this is over on the Liverpool website, that he's basically said Joel Matip is out of this game. Jean Chakiri is also out, and it's going to be too soon for Alisson Becker as well. But no mention of Mane. Mane actually did the presser, which doesn't 100% guarantee involvement and what have you, but it suggests that he's either... I mean, I think they would be a bit more... they would be a bit cannier on the Mane stuff. He's the kind of player they'll give every possible chance to, whereas I think at the minute he said it, you've got Joe Gomez and Dejan Lovren there. We got the quote here. Matip got a slight knock at Sheffield. We'll have to see exactly how he is. In fact, I don't think it's on here, but he does say, you know, we
this was before the press conference.
He does say there's no pressure. He's largely fine, but we don't need to take the gamble.
Yeah, I think you keep your cards close to your chest in regards to Mane. Alisson, I think he said that, you know, there was two options from the medical staff, and he said that Alisson's got his own
opinion. You can go to ask Alisson, or you can ask the medical staff. Alisson, big thumb up and smile. Yeah, no problem.
But in regards to the Matip stuff as well, I'm fine with it. You know, he's been immense. He's been great. But if he's not right, then don't play him. Yeah. And I don't think Gomez or even Lovren are that much of a drop off. They should be more than capable of coming into this game. I know, Salzburg have got Haaland, who's, you know, supposed to be prolific, but they're experienced players. They should know what they're doing in this case. And Lovren's kind of flipped completely with Matip, because Matip used to be a meme. Now Lovren's is kind of a meme when people go, oh no, I don't want him inside. He should be more than capable coming in.
This isn't us dropping Seth Vandenberg into the side. Yeah. You know, because I think if it was a choice between Matip and everyone else is out, and then you've got Vandenberg, I think he makes Matip play.
Yeah.
Because you push your senior players, because there is a drop-off between those lads. But in this instance, Joe Gomez, no one's going to bat an eyelid. I think most of us would be really excited to see Joe Gomez get another game, particularly at centre-half. And people are slightly less excited at what I predicted. Go and watch the starting 11 prediction on the Red Men TV YouTube channel. If you fancy a little bit of a few, I've gone with some controversial selections. Let's leave it at that. Go over there and watch that, of course. Interesting. Shame for Shaqiri, though. But, you know, no mention there of... Did anyone hear any mention of Naby Keita?
No. And funny enough, like, the Joe Matip stuff was pretty big news, and it was the last question that got asked in the conference after all the German stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. so we've got that. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Thomas is going to take some comments in a moment, but we just want to draw your attention to, if you're going to be in Liverpool on Wednesday the 23rd, it's Genk versus Liverpool. It is the away game in the Champions League, and we thought, rather than sit in here and do what we normally do and, you know, stay sober and watch the match and work really hard, we're going to go and do a live show in Liverpool City Centre instead. So if you're around, it's just £5 for the tickets. Those ticket proceeds are going to be donated to the Liverpool food banks as well, because we don't really want the money. As I say, we're just going to go and have a bit of a laugh. We're going to be doing a live show pre-match and post-match, and we've got our good mate Drew Connor down as well, if anyone's been to our live shows in the last couple of years, on guitar playing Bells of Liverpool tunes, having a bit of a laugh, a bit of a sing song, and then we're all going to watch the match together, have a bit of a chat, come and hang out with us, have a laugh. Yeah, it's they're always a good laugh, these live shows.
Are we off on the Thursday?
No.
Okay.
I am.
Sounds. Yeah. No, they are really good. It's been a while since we've done. I think Dublin was the last one that we did. Yeah. But it's always a good time, isn't it? And, you know, you would like minded people, aren't you? Just want to talk about footy. It's a good place to go and meet people as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah, ctickets.com. If you go there and you just type in Red Men, it'll come up. Tom?
Yeah, just saying. It's in the comments.
Oh, if
you want to get there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
Right. I'll tell you some comments right now. Kieran McCormack says, I always felt it would be inevitable that Matip would get injured. Hopefully Gomez can step up and give Klopp a selection headache when Matip returns, who has been outstanding. A few more comments on Gomez. Ethan Anstey says, Gomez's pace could be a great benefit at centre-back against their attack. Mm-hmm. And David Finch says, Joe Gomez comes in and we don't miss a beat.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. We've got a number of those players, haven't we? We've got Gomez, we've got a Milner in particular, who largely could just come into the team. They're the ones. They and Origi to some extent, I think, but more as a bench player who just come in and they either add or at least they don't diminish the side in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's all part of using the squad, isn't it? And having a bit of rotation. I think even if maybe Matip wasn't injured, I think we'd all want him there. But you would not argue if he just got dropped this game. He came in. We've got a big game at the weekend against Leicester as well. Which, you know, to be honest, I'd rather Matip was fit for that, given the form that he's in and on the injury stuff as well. I think I've thought that for 8 months of, oh, Matip's going to get injured soon. I think he's put all those injury worries behind him, or mm-hmm. the niggling ones that he had before. And but you know,
it's a knock, isn't it? This isn't like
a slight
him,
knock.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't like him getting a recurring,
exactly.
you know, muscle injury or whatever. You know, knocks happen. We've seen it already. We've seen Sadio Mane get a knock.
Yeah.
Already this season, we've seen Divock Origi take a knock. You know, so yeah, I agree on that. And the wonderful world we're in with the Gomez stuff. Is if Joe Gomez comes in, he'll have this opportunity now. And if he's better than Matip, amazing.
Yeah.
We've got a better centre-half, and we've got a better centre-half pairing. If he's even fractionally less good, we just put Joe Matip back in, who's been fantastic, and we've got a fantastic defence there already. So I think that's an ideal set of circumstances.
It's not so long ago as well, like, what, less than two seasons, the starting 11 picked itself because we had no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, Joe Matip, who's been in the... one of our best defenders for 8 months is gone, and just bring someone else in who's sound as well.
Absolutely. Tom, one more.
Well, I've got a super chat first from Ben Pryor. Guess what he says?
We love
he
Ben.
He says, I am missing Ben on the live shows.
No, he loves Ben. Ben loves Ben.
Ben loves Ben.
Ben loves Ben. But thank you for the super chat.
Thanks,
I'm sure he'll be back on Mondays. Rob Davies, says... it's the first Champions League game at home since number six. Let's give the lads a proper Anfield atmosphere.
Absolutely. I think the atmosphere is going to be absolutely immense for this. And then it's on. I think you get that massive boost. I've been saying this. I think they should be parading the trophy. I think it should be. You should have Phil Thompson being like parachuted in with it or something like that. Like just to give everyone a big lift. And then you'll get that big initial boost. And then it's on the team to capitalise in that spell of time and just give us a bit of a party atmosphere. But yeah, I'm so excited for this game. I genuinely can't wait.
It's a carry on from winning it, but it's also the first game since Barcelona as well. So you just carry on from that atmosphere. And we said on the match pull up show, like, you know, we are the champions of Europe. It's just going to get sung for the majority of that game and 100%. Just get them through.
Genuinely cannot wait. Yeah, we got some brilliant content in the build up to all that. Of course, as I say, the build up show is out, and the starting 11 prediction show is out on the Redmen TV YouTube channel. In addition to that, you got the RedmenTV.com for all the extra bits and pieces. So yeah, do go check that out. Make sure you come and see us on the live show. And of course, once again, thank you very much to The Athletic for partnering with us for the new shows this week, and of course in previous weeks as well. Head to theathletic.co.uk/redmennews to get that 50% off your yearly price. Cheers, everyone. Ta-da.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.